This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A senior U.S. diplomat says Nigerian coup leaders refused to allow her to meet with President Mohamed Bazoum Monday. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland met with the junta for 2 hours and said they were unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return Bazoum to office. At the State Department in Washington, D.C. today, they announced they have cut off assistance to Niger.
We are pausing assistance to the government for the time being. That assistance will affect development aid to the government, security aid to the government. It's a significant amount. I don't have a number because it's a pause, and it's a pause that we would hope would be reversed if the junta leaders would step aside and restore constitutional order tomorrow. That pause would be the pause would go away and security assistance would be reinstated. But as we've made clear, hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake.
A senior U.S. diplomat says Nigerian coup leaders refused to allow her to meet. The ECOWAS nations will be meeting on Thursday to discuss their next move. Two Russian missiles hit the center of Pokrovsk Monday. Ukrainian officials say at least 5 people were killed, dozens more injured. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan in good spirits despite tough conditions in jail, according to his spokesperson on Monday. He was convicted of graft, and that has ruled him out of the contesting elections due later this year. The former international cricket star was arrested Saturday and whisked to prison after being found guilty of one of more than 200 cases brought against him since he was thrown out of office in a no-confidence vote, which was held in April 2022. This is VOA News. Tesla finance chief Zachary Kirkhorn has stepped down, surprising analysts who considered the 13-year Tesla veteran a possible successor to CEO Elon Musk. Shares of Tesla, the world's most valuable car company, were down 1% in trading after the bell. Australia hoping its trade dispute with China could be coming to an end after Beijing lifted tariffs on barley. The government hoping sanctions on Australian wine exports will soon be scrapped. From Sydney, here's the VOA's Phil Mercer.
Trade restrictions imposed by China on a range of Australian commodities, including coal, wine and beef, have been part of broader geopolitical disputes. Last week, China's Commerce Ministry said it would scrap its 80.5% tariffs on Australian barley. Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell is hoping that Beijing will soon lift similar sanctions on Australian wine exports to China. Chinese restrictions also remain on exports of Australian beef, cotton and seafood. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday plans to name a new federal monument covering nearly 1 million acres near the iconic Grand Canyon in Arizona. It's a move that will likely restrict new mining activity. The area is rich in uranium. His climate advisor made the announcement on Air Force One. Japan is this week marking the anniversaries of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, which killed hundreds of thousands of civilians and brought an end to World War II. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from Hiroshima.
In Japan, they are known as hibakusha, survivors of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Among them is 83-year-old Suiichi Kido. He says he looked up when he heard the sound of an airplane. At that moment, he saw a flash of light, heard a loud boom, and was thrown about 20 meters. He says his mother had burns to her face and chest, and half of his face was burnt. An estimated 215,000 people died in the immediate aftermath of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Hiroshima, Japan.
About 13,000 people have been evacuated in Dusseldorf in Germany when a Second World War-era U.S. bomb was found. It is not uncommon. There are bombs uncovered at construction sites regularly in that part of Europe. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.